Dear Lord, may you always find me willing to learn and ready to serve. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Today is the baptism of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. My thanks to our senior warden, Arden Olson, for the following beautiful piece by the author Beth Moore about the baptism of Jesus. And I quote, "Our gloriously deliberate God orchestrated the lives of two extraordinary men born 6 months apart to converge waist-deep in the waters of the Jordan River. For John the Baptizer, it was the beginning of the end. He had prepared God's way, and now God was preparing his. For Jesus, it marked the end of the beginning. His life would descend on Galilee, Judea, and Jerusalem like a desert storm. That day in the River of Promise, John baptized Jesus with water, and Jesus baptized the Jordan with glory. Today is also what I would like to call Icon Sunday. After I am finished talking with you, Father Phil will be blessing the icons that have recently been received and hung on the walls. People sometimes ask if we worship icons. The answer is simple. It is an emphatic no. No Christian worships an image. We Christians worship God. Icons are not worshipped, but we do venerate them. That means we show special respect for the icons. We do this because the icons are a way of joining us to the goodness and holiness of God and his saints. Christians of the Orthodox Church say it is both wrong and impossible to make a picture showing what God really looks like. We have never seen him. We hardly know him. We cannot draw him. However, God came into this world as a person. He became flesh and blood as Jesus Christ. This belief that God became a man is one of the most fundamental of our Christian teachings. We can paint a picture of Christ because he lived here as a person. The word icon means a picture or image. In simple terms, an icon of Christ is a picture of Christ which tells everyone that God became a man. By reason of its long history and the dynamic concepts that controlled it, the growth of Christian iconography is rich and varied. Beginning with the catacomb frescoes in the early centuries of the Christian era, it deals with the perils faced by the human soul on earth in its journey towards eternal salvation. In addition to the style of the painting, or writing as it is called, the actual technique of making an icon is rich with symbolism. It is impossible to state in 10 words or less the process for creating an icon. So to spare you, I won't even try to describe it. The process is long and has many steps. Each step represents either a moment of special meaning in Christianity or a spiritual connection with the artist. However, we at Church of the Holy Spirit have a resident iconographer, Wendy Hofstrom. She's usually an 8 o'clock or so. I'm not sure if anybody knows who she is. But Wendy is in Marvin.
Yeah, okay.
When he is the artist who created the icon you see on the stand next to the gospel book. If you are interested in the process, I'm sure Wendy would be happy to describe the steps to you. And I did ask her that at 8 o'clock when she was here, and she was very pleased and would agree to speak with anybody who's interested in them. There are many other symbols used in writing icons. Not all of them are Christ or the saints. However, icons are more than just pretty pictures. They are a visual form of prayer that seek to tell us something true about God and the saints. They follow a long tradition of truths that are communicated visually rather than through words, a theology passed on from one artist to the next. They are meant to help us open ourselves to God's love.